So first of all, Martin, I suppose, what does this result mean for Sligo hurling?
I suppose it, overall it's a great achievement for this particular team, but for the future of Sligo hurling, it really strengthens the depth and quality of what's coming through at underage, and all bodes well for the future at senior level.
And the concession of an early goal put your side two points behind in the game, but a goal and 3 points without reply in the first half was the perfect response.
Yeah, it was. Look, and I suppose if you're the pattern of all our games is, when we've gone behind, the team never panicked, and they just stuck to their task and kept working away, and thankfully yesterday we were able to get the goal back fairly quickly after conceding the penalty, and we were able to add on a few extra points, which was the perfect reply to it.
And it was a tight second half. Mayo came back into it, and I suppose, did yourself and the management team, did you fear the worst, or did you knew your players would have the strength and resolve to come back into the game and go on and win it?
Yeah, we look at half time, the boys themselves knew that Mayo were going to come out at them with all guns blazing, and it was just a matter of weathering the storm for the first 15-17 minutes of the second half, and not to panic. And in fairness to Mayo, they did come back and threw everything at us, but the boys didn't panic. They kept tugging away, and they got the scores at crucial times when we needed them. And our forwards really acted as defenders in the closing stages there of the game to see out the game for us.
And you mentioned there, finally, Martin, you mentioned earlier on about the team now, how they're going on to an adult level of playing hurling. What, for yourself, what's next for these players? Would you see them? We see a lot of players currently playing for the Sligo senior hurling team that have played in this competition. What's next for these players? Will they hopefully, from your point of view and for Sligo hurling's point of view, make that breakthrough to a senior level?
Oh, definitely. All the lads really want to continue playing hurling. I suppose off the team from yesterday, the panel, I should say, because 8 lads will move on to under 20, and there's about 22 lads there that'll stay at under 17 for next year. So it's really good for next year's under 17 team, but the under 20 team from next year now will be made up of lads from last year's Celtic Challenge and this year's, along with some of the older 20 year olds. So to keep together and keep working hard on their skills and their team building, it all bodes well for the future of Sligo hurling.